Gemara in the top of Daf Chavez Madalf quotes the Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah that Heichen Matzinu be Medaber may be carbon, Shizem Medaber may be carbon. In other words, you never find anywhere in the Torah that a person is Medaber to speak and you're being a carbon for your Dibur. So, fact Gemara Kasha Bari Hekdesh, what about Hekdesh? Because Hekdesh, you bring a carbon from being Nanaman Hekdesh, and it's based on your Dibur when you say, raise a Hekdesh. And the answer is, Oysa Latzma Kamin and Mahai Oysa Kolom Kula. We're talking about cases where you're Oysa Latzma, this is a case where you're Oysa Kolom Kula. But the kasha of the Gemara is a pellet. Kasha is very difficult to understand because by hektish, the pasha says that the reason why you're chayiv a carbon meila is because when you say raise hektish, you've created a cheftz of a davar kaddish. Now this is a davar kaddish that you're not allowed to be nana from. That's the dinim of hektish or mechayiv that if it's kaddish, you can't get enough from it. So when you're being nana from it, you bring a carbon. You're not bringing a carbon because of your dibur. It's nothing to do with your dibur. You're bringing a carbon because you're nana from a davar kaddish, like anything else which was kaddish. It happens to be that the kedusha came about through your dibur. But the Dibur and the carbon really have nothing to do with each other. The Dibur is just a chitimsa to create the Kedusha. And now when you're being Nana, you're bringing a carbon from being Nana in a Hektish. So what Bechlau is a Kash of the Gemara to say that Hektish is an example here. Maybe carbon al-Dibur, L'chai, that's not maybe carbon al-Dibur, I Bechlau. And L'chai, you see a Chiddush from here and how the Gemara understands the gather of why you're Chai of a carbon from being Nana in a Hektish. And it's not the Pshat that you're Chai for being Nana from the Chavtz of Hektish. It's Kaddish and you can't be Nana from it. But the aside then is that you're going connected to Dibur. You said it should be Hekdesh. And when you say Hareza Hekdesh, included in that is that it should be Kaddish and I shouldn't be Nana from it. I can't go connected it being Hekdesh. And when you're Nana from it, that's a bit of your Dibur. You're going connected to Dibur. You said it should be Hekdesh. Now you're saying that it's not. You're being Maitse Lechulin. And that is the gather of Nana Mina Hekdesh. And this is all Meduik and Rashi. Rashi says, Vare Hekdesh, Medava Baisa Dibura, Shu Makdesh. Then he adds, Vim Hichlif Diburai. But Nana Mina may be covering the Ilo. So why does Rashi put in these words, Hichlif Dibura? He does it throughout the sugya. What does it mean, Hichlif Dibura? I'm actually saying that the aside of the Isra Hektish is Hachlof Isra Dibur. It's not because you're Nana from the Chavtz of Hektish, but it's because you said a Dibur that should become Kaddish, and now you're being Machlif Dibur, and you're saying it shouldn't become Kaddish. So being that that's the Havan of Hektish, therefore the Gemara is right to ask that Lachar Hektish is an example of maybe carbon al Dibur.